Welcome to this podcast, and I'm really glad that you can join me on it. Today's podcast is subject to the normal disclaimers on the website, and it's about sales playbooks. Now, this podcast is based on a deal that I did with Andy, who was the chief salesman at a major company. And Andy had done a deal with a customer, and the customer had agreed to buy lots of goods and services, IT related, from Andy's company. And the deal went through. It took about 2 to 3 months to negotiate and get to final contracts and the whole sign off. Now, after the deal had concluded, Andy and I met up to talk about the deal and to talk about how we could have got the deal through quicker. And what we both agreed upon is that we could have had a sales playbook from a legal point of view that would have helped make everything far smoother in terms of getting faster customer sign up. So what would this playbook contain from a legal point of view? And the two things that we decided that it should contain are the role of lawyers and also the process of agreeing a legal contract. So let me expand a little bit. First of all, the role of lawyers. I think it was really eye-opening for Andy to really understand that the role of lawyers was not simply just to become a scribe and write down what the deal terms were. It was actually to be a risk mitigator, to think of, if you like, all the things that could go wrong with the contract, and then actually put in mitigating clauses to say what would happen in those circumstances. So, for example, if the customer paid late, then what would happen then? Would the contract be terminated? Would it be suspended? And over what period would this, if you like, this warning system take place? So it was really important to understand that the legal department's role was to actually act as a risk mitigator. They were not trying to frustrate the deal. They were not trying to prevent Andy from earning his commission. They were there to be risk mitigators and protect the company if things went wrong on the deal. So as part of the playbook, we agreed that it was really important to understand the role of lawyers when they come to the table and draft a contract. They were essentially risk mitigators. The second point was the process of how the contract actually came about. And there were a few things to really understand, three key things. First of all, it was really important for the sales team to understand the company's own terms and conditions. It's not just about price. There are lots of terms and conditions upon which IT services and goods are provided, and the sales team should really familiarise themselves with those terms and conditions. The second thing is that if the customer is going to deviate from those terms and conditions, then it would be really good to talk with legal beforehand to say, we have our standard terms and conditions. The customer is actually saying that they don't really agree with these terms and conditions in various sections. Please, legal, will you suggest workarounds which would be acceptable to the company and which would also be acceptable to the customer? So therefore, talking with legal beforehand about potential workarounds and briefing legal. One of the worst things that you can do as in sales is simply say that you have a customer, say to legal that the customer will not accept the company's standard terms and conditions, and for legal to write back to you as a salesperson and say, well, if the customer doesn't accept the firm's standard terms and conditions, then the deal cannot go ahead. So it's really important to brief legal about the whole position, and if there are issues which the customer has with the standard terms and conditions of the company, then to run those past legal and see if legal can propose some workarounds. The third thing is that if legal can propose some workarounds, to talk about this commercially with the customer and say, For example, our company's terms and conditions state X, Y, and Z. We understand as a customer that you're not particularly happy with various terms and conditions. We propose these workarounds. What do you think? Once you can get some kind of consensus with the customer and the customer representatives on what the deal should be, then you can actually propose the standard terms and conditions, amended where necessary. And these are likely to be much more well received than if you were to simply send your standard terms and conditions to the customer and say, actually, you need to sign up to these. Because what normally happens in that case is then the customer sends them back with lots of changes. So in summary, it's really good to have a legal playbook. It's really good to understand the role of lawyers as risk mitigators, and they can also suggest other value add items too. And it's really important to agree the process, understand your company's terms and conditions, even if you're in sales. If you spot that the customer is not happy with the standard terms and conditions, talk with legal about possible workarounds, agree those workarounds with the client, and then once the client is generally comfortable with what the company is proposing, you can then table your terms and conditions, amended where necessary, to the customer, and then the customer won't be surprised, and you're hoping that the customer will essentially agree to those terms and conditions or agree to them with only minor modifications. So I hope that's helped explain a little bit how you can develop a playbook in order to make your deals go through more smoothly. If you'd like further information, or if you have any questions on this podcast, then please do feel free to contact me at jimmy@coachinglaw.com.